This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On this last day of trading for 2013, a reminder that the stock market is by no means a measure of well-being. Case in point, Europe. The BBC's Andrew Walker is in London. Mr. Walker, good morning.
Good morning, David.
I was just doing the maths, as you'd say. I see the FT 100 index is on track to rise 19% this year. Not so bad. DAX in Germany up 25%. Paris is doing well. The CAC up 22% for 2013. I guess not bad given the state of Europe's economic growth, right?
Well, it is curious, isn't it? And of course, those kind of rises are not driven by the state of the Eurozone economy as such. It's partly an indirect consequence of what the Fed's been doing in the United States. All the money that's being generated by the Fed has to be invested somewhere. And stock markets around the world, Europe included, have got some of the benefit of that. The Eurozone in particular has been helped by the stability, return of a degree of calm to financial markets as a result of what the European Central Bank announced it was prepared to do if necessary, basically to move in to buy the bonds of stressed governments if it posed a threat to the stability of the Eurozone.
I suppose there's also the argument that the stock market prices for the future. So as we look to 2014, what do you think the chances are that we can get some of these unemployment rates down in places like Greece, Spain, Ireland, Croatia?
The position at the moment is that the recession appears to have ended, growth has resumed in some countries and the Eurozone as a whole. Unemployment has edged down, but it really is a feeble recovery and a feeble decline in unemployment. I think the best we can say about the job situation is that it does seem to have stabilized, but we are not off to the races by any stretch of the imagination.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.
By the way, the City of London is welcoming the new year tonight with banana-flavored edible confetti and fireworks you can smell using scratch-and-sniff programs. The BBC's economics correspondent will not be there live for the multi-sensory display tonight.
Not quite my cup of tea.
I suspected that.